Welcome to WQCS.org. I'm Janie Gould with another edition of Flora Days. There's a simple two-story farmhouse on the river in St. Lucie Village that has a colorful past. If its pine walls could talk, they might tell of Indian skirmishes, army soldiers, or a flood. A settler named William Russell built it in 1875 or possibly earlier, making it the oldest house still standing in the county. It's been in a state of disrepair, but now Amy and Ken Flickinger are fulfilling a dream they've had for years. They bought the house in 2009, and now they're tackling the tough job of making it livable again. It's been said that the house has never flooded, but has floated. Ken explains.
In 28, when a hurricane went through Okeechobee and devastated Okeechobee, this house picked up and floated back on top of this 15 feet. That's why the house sits a little bit sideways. Everything under here is just oyster shells, just built up.
We built a house 6 years ago in Riverwoods, which is a street away. The sole purpose was to one day own this. Finally, after 6 years, purchased it.
It took that long. How come?
Price.
Well, the market was just crazy back a few years ago.
I mean, I've called on it since I was 19. Our daughter was a year old, on my hip.
How old is your daughter now?
She's 20 now. And I called through the years and then just settled on the fact that we wouldn't buy it for a while, but knew in my heart one day I would own it.
You never gave up on owning this house someday?
No, never.
I guess this was the formal dining room. This was everything. Okay. The great room. They didn't call it great rooms back then.
This is all the original pine on the walls, original doors, original windows, and that was the guest bedroom, which will be our kitchen.
This is downstairs, and this was all Dade County pine?
Yes.
So no termite damage, is that right?
Well, there's probably some, but that pine is so hard, the bugs don't really care for it too much. I think it has pine and cypress.
Is this the original structure?
What we're standing in is the original structure. That was an add-on in 1923.
And you're pointing to something on the west side. The kitchen was added. Oh, look at the wide plank floor.
We'll bump this wall out 10 feet, and this will become our kitchen. And upstairs is the rest of the house. As you see, there's no interior plumbing, no interior bathrooms. It's all the add-on that was built after the hurricanes, which we'll knock off and start over.
Did the house have a name other than Russell House and then Russell Patrick House?
We call it the Shack. That's what we're naming it.
Only for now.
Oh, we'll probably always call it the Shack.
The joke between us is I always said I'd live in a shack if I could live on the river.
Author and historian Lucille Wrights briefed the Flickingers about the house's place in history. The couple has also done extensive architectural and engineering planning. The house is only 3 feet above sea level, so for starters, it's going to have to be raised another 4 feet so that it will be at the same elevation as neighboring homes. Plumbing, electrical wiring, and air conditioning are also on the to-do list for the Flickingers, who own flooring, concrete, and stone businesses in Indian River County.
The whole idea was to keep the house looking original from the road, and then everything we add on will be behind it.
Do you have a target date for move-in?
No, we're still actually working on the planning. It was tough with the architect to figure out how to lay this out. It's just a square box, but to lay out a square box sounds simple, but it wasn't. We drew this house and turned it and flipped it, I don't know, 20 different ways to finally come up with what we wanted.
I work with architects and designers for a living, and I'm so emotionally attached to this, can't make a decision to save my life. Now that we're through the architect as far as the structure, now it's all the detail to get it period correct on the outside, the porches, and it's all a really big deal. As a young kid, we grew up out west of town. My mom always loved the beach, and my dad loved to fish. So every summer, we came in town, is what we called it, and we stayed on the water. This was my mother's favorite spot. This was my grandmother's favorite spot.
You were telling me you used to camp on an island that's due east of this house.
Yeah, we would bring the little boat out and sit out in the river and just dream.
Amy and Ken Flickinger are planning, but haven't yet scheduled, a groundbreaking ceremony at their home on North Indian River Drive. For 88.9 FM, I'm Janie Gould.
So the lookout post was right here.